Dear listener, what was the last thing you ate? Go on, think about it for a second. Did you like it? What did it look like? What did it smell like? What did it taste like? Where were you when you ate it? Who were you with? And why did you pick it? Food is not only delicious, it is vital to us. Yet sometimes, without our knowing, food can also cause unintended consequences. So now for the harder questions. Do you know how many grams of fat were added to your belly after eating that thing? Do you know if it will cause you to wake up with a pimple tomorrow? Do you know how much plaque it built up in your arteries or how many wrinkles it deepened on your face? Do you know if it's the reason you'll be hungry again in 2 hours, sleep poorly tonight, or feel sluggish tomorrow? In short, do you know what the last thing you ate did to your body and mind? Many of us don't. I certainly didn't before I started learning about a molecule called glucose. For most of us, our body is a black box. We know its functions, but not exactly how it works. We often decide what to have for lunch based on what we read or hear, rather than based on what our body truly needs. The animal tends to eat with his stomach and the man with his brain, wrote the philosopher Alan Watts. If only our body could speak to us, it would be a different story. We'd know exactly why we were hungry again in 2 hours, why we slept poorly last night, and why we felt sluggish the next day. We would make better decisions about what we ate. Our health would improve. Our lives would improve. Well, I've got a scoop for you. As it turns out, our bodies speak to us all the time. We just don't know how to listen. Everything we put in our mouths creates a reaction. What we eat affects the 30 trillion cells and 30 trillion bacteria within us. Take your pick. Cravings, pimples, migraines, brain fog, mood swings, weight gain, sleepiness, infertility, polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, type 2 diabetes, fatty liver disease, heart disease, are all messages from our bodies that there are problems within. This is where I blame our environment. Our nutritional choices are influenced by billion-dollar marketing campaigns aimed at making money for the food industry. Campaigns for fizzy drinks, fast food, and sweets. These are usually justified under the guise of, what matters is how much you eat. Processed foods and sugar aren't inherently bad. But science is demonstrating the opposite. Processed foods and sugar are inherently bad for us, even if we don't eat them in caloric excess. Even so, it's because of this misleading marketing that we believe statements such as weight loss is just about calories in and calories out. You should never skip breakfast. Rice cakes and fruit juice are good for you. Fatty foods are bad for you. You need to eat sugar to have energy. Type 2 diabetes is a genetic disease that you can't do anything about. If you aren't losing weight, it's because you don't have enough willpower. Feeling sleepy at 3 p.m. is normal. Drink some coffee. Our misled food choices influence our physical and mental well-being and stop us from waking up every morning feeling amazing. It may not seem like much that we don't feel amazing every morning, but if you could, wouldn't you? I'm here to tell you there's a way you can. Scientists have been studying how food affects us for a long time, and we now know more than we ever have on this topic. Exciting discoveries have happened in the past 5 years in labs around the world. They've revealed our body's reaction to food in real time and have proven that although what we eat matters, how we eat it, in which order, combination, and grouping matters too. What the science shows is that in the black box that is our body, there is one metric that affects all systems. If we understand this one metric and make choices to optimize it, we can greatly improve our physical and mental well-being. This metric is the amount of blood sugar